MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
All righty, North Shore Today for Tuesday, December 3, 2024 is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. $90,000 raised for family of officer killed in Thanksgiving car crash. Salem School redevelopment project is underway. Partly cloudy, upper 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:14 p.m. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. A fundraiser for the family of an Endicott College police officer who was killed in a wrong-way crash on Thanksgiving morning has raised about $90,000 in just 4 days. Sergeant Jeremy Cole was killed shortly after midnight Thursday morning when his vehicle was struck head-on by another car driving in the wrong direction on I-95 northbound in Newbury. He was on his way home to Exeter, New Hampshire, from an evening shift at the campus. Cole leaves behind a wife and 4 children. Endicott College Police Chief Kerry Ramsdell said, "I am heartbroken. No Endicott officer was more well-known or loved across campus than Sergeant Cole." Michael McHugh is writing in the Salem News that Salem officials and community partners broke ground Monday on the North Shore Community Development Coalition's Salem Schools Redevelopment Project. The effort is expected to turn 2 vacant school buildings into an affordable 32-unit development for seniors, as well as an affordable 29-unit development for artists. The former St. James Parochial School building at 160 Federal Street will be redeveloped into the residence at St. James, 32 affordable and energy-efficient rental units that will be restricted to households with at least one member age 62 or older. A little more than a mile away at 13 Hawthorne Boulevard, the former St. Mary's Parochial School building will be developed into the Hawthorne Lofts, 29 affordable and energy-efficient rental units with a preference for artists. The former auditorium of St. Mary's will be converted to 5,000 square feet of communal workspace for artists. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my 2 podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, looking to inform the community about its future, the Amesbury Public Library recently released its comprehensive conditions assessment and facilities master plan. Library Director Amy Westfall said, "I am passionate about maintaining this beautiful historic building and making it possible for truly all to enjoy. We have a lot of work to do, but we are on the road and excited about the future." The master plan will serve as the blueprint for the library's future and was created after the Amesbury Public Library Board of Trustees put out a request for quotation to start addressing long-standing facility issues, eventually contracting with Brunner Kott Architects. And AdamLive.com is reporting that Mayor Jared C. Nicholson is running for re-election in the city of Lynn, the 59th mayor of the city, and he will formally announce his intention to seek a second 4-year term at an annual birthday fundraiser. Nicholson was elected mayor in 2021 and took office on January 3, 2022, promising to focus on inclusive growth through better schools, housing, jobs, and infrastructure. Nicholson's accomplishments in his first term include leading the city's recovery from the pandemic, increasing the number of jobs in Lynn to pre-pandemic levels and higher, opening a new senior center, lining up the largest private investment in the city's history, $450 million at the South Harbor site on the Linway, and paving a record number of roads this year. A new Pickering Middle School is scheduled to open in January 2026. In sports, North Shore College Hockey, Endicott is currently 5-3 on the season and ranked number 15 nationally in the latest Division III college hockey poll. The Gulls will host Connecticut College tonight at 6:30. The Salem State men's college hockey team is currently at 3-4. They're off until Saturday's game at UMass Dartmouth. Salem State women's basketball team will be hosting Johnson and Wales tonight at 7 at the O'Keefe Center. In pro sports, the Celtics beat Miami last night 108-89, and the Celtics return to action tomorrow night when they host Detroit. The Bruins were off last night. They'll host the Red Wings tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.